CliffCentral.com.
Wow, what a band. Jesus. You know, Freddie did the vocals, he did the backing vocals. He wrote the song, he played the piano. What a genius.
I bet you didn't do the vocals and the backing vocals at the same time.
No, I recorded.
I thought you could sing in tongues. Oh,
what an amazing guy. Imagine if you could sing in stereo. You'd need two mouths, but it would be quite something to hear.
Very out of character for you, Gareth, to play decent music on the show.
Ooh. Thanks, Ben. Jeez. That's all right. That's okay. We'll play Sia's song just now and make everything all right. Have you heard Sia's song, Gord?
No.
You're the wrong one,
brace sir. Yourself.
Do you want to, Gord?
I do badly.
Do you badly? Okay, well, here it is.
Almost as bad as I want to get another crack at that fridge of yours.
It's okay. Dedicated to you, Gord.
Please tell me this is really going to be Sia.
Yeah, watch.
It started on the day I never felt this way. I saw you standing there, and I thought, my, you were the one for me. I was the one for you. My heart was never the same. It's you, it's true.
It's you.
Yeah, it's you, it's true.
It's you.
Yeah, it's you, it's true.
He did a Beyonce growl. Like, you were the one for me. You got a Beyonce growl. Oh, that was beautiful.
My musical influences are very,
Sia's
varied.
Stalking the hell out of Beyonce. You know she's here this coming weekend.
Oh, is she going to be on your show?
No.
Not even Gareth has the star power.
No, but Sia is going to be camping out at every place that he thinks Beyonce might be at.
Oh, don't get me started. There's an update.
He's just desperate to have a drink with her, so he's decided he's going to spend the entire day at the Saxon, where apparently she'll be staying.
So I called the Saxon last night.
Yeah.
Fully booked, can't get in, no one's allowed there. The entire...
Of course, that's what I told you yesterday.
...weekend through.
Yeah.
And then also from following her dancers landed in the country yesterday. They're all staying at the Da Vinci and the Michelangelo Hotel in Sandton.
Someone's been doing their research.
Oh, this is a stalkeration of a situation. Michelle Williams isn't here, and she was, you know... She's the poor Michelle from the Destiny's Child.
Yeah, she's the real... Because Kelly's gone on and had a bit of a career, but mm-hmm. Michelle... Oh, Jesus. Mm. So she follows Beyonce around?
Shame. No, Michelle isn't here.
In economy class?
No, she's not. No, she's in a stable somewhere in Houston, Texas. I don't know what she's doing.
So is she here?
No, she isn't, but Kelly is.
Oh.
So Kelly's in Cape Town for now. We don't know if there'll be a Destiny's Child reunion, but probably not if Michelle isn't here.
Ah, they could get anyone. No one would know.
And then
Do you want to pretend you're Michelle and get on the stage? Because, I mean, it would be easy to do, right?
Do you think I'd pull it off?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Lip sync and dance.
Nobody remembers Michelle. You wouldn't know.
I do. I thought she was the talent.
You wouldn't know her if she walked into the supermarket and stole the peas from in front of you.
No. And Beyonce was spotted at the stadium yesterday doing rehearsals.
And so she's already here.
She's already here. We don't know where she's staying. And then I found out the venue of the official concert dinner, which is happening on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I need to. I'll just mill around the venue on Saturday night.
Because I'm honestly, I admire it. I admire people with, as long as you don't violate anyone's actual personal, pitch up in the shower that you've killed the security guard to get to, and he's in the roof where no one will find him for weeks. Within reason, I admire fandom when it's that sincere.
I've
chased Metallica around on tour and pulled in a bunch of favors and got to meet them and hang out with them, and it was an amazing experience, especially since they weren't dicks. I've met other musicians that I've been a huge fan of, and they've been dicks or just not interested to talk to you. I'm going to watch Metallica and Ghost twice in June. I'm very excited.
Nice, dude.
But I sincerely hope that you get your meeting. I really do, because you deserve it, and it would be amazing. Dublin and Amsterdam. There's two countries that I'm considering moving to, but I haven't been to before. So I'm I've had this thing where those places sound ideal. They sound exactly what I'm after. All my friends that have either been there or live there are dude, you will love it. I've done a bit of research, read up about it.
You've never been to either of them?
I've never been to either of them, but I'm considering sometime in the first half of 2021 to move there. Not because I like hate South Africa or any pessimistic shit. I just want to live overseas for a while. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of opportunities right after varsity. A bunch of my friends went. I'd just been given the job by FHM and I wasn't prepared to let it go, and I don't regret that decision. Then I was dating a girl for like 7 years and she really didn't want to, and I was like, okay, cool. You know, I chose her and I also don't regret that decision. And then most recently I was going to go in 2015, and a company I used to work for offered to me what to me was more money than I could turn down. And I, as a result, ended up being with my ex/sometimes girlfriend. And that also was worth it. But I just have never taken the opportunity. So I'm considering it. Hi Rob has been well on my side.
Oh, yes. Hi Rob made contact.
Hi Rob and I are homies.
So he's still alive.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I speak to Hi Rob. I voice note him sometimes, and we also chat on Instagram sometimes, and he's good, man. He's living his best life. He wants me to come stay with him for a while. So I'm going to go and so I'm like a cool, I got to check both these countries out.
I'm warning you, Rob, just watch, padlock the fridge.
Padlock the fucking fridge.
Once it arrives, straight away, go straight to your fridge.
I think if you eat everything in High Rob's fridge, you might not recover from that ever.
Hey, but you might be interested in something, talking about raiding the fridge. So
it's like I don't raid the fucking fridge.
No, this is not really related to the fridge. But I know you're interested in this chemistry stuff that I do.
Yes.
So I had to clean and store white phosphorus yesterday. You know how bloody dangerous that stuff is?
Yeah, because it like colonizes and takes the resources away from all the other colors of phosphorus. Like, before you know.
No.
It's racist. It doesn't care about the well-being of the group of all the other kinds of phosphorus. Clean it would have blamed you for the fact that it was dirty.
So it's stored under water.
Okay.
And if you take it out of the water, it starts smoking and can catch fire immediately.
And smoking's bad for it.
Very. You know, I don't think you understand this. I think we're going to move on.
I thought
you'd be interested. F you, Gord. I'm not interested in talking
to you. I'm the light-hearted comic relief that no one takes seriously. It's my damn job. / hobby. Please go back to the white phosphorus. I promise I won't be a dick. I really want to know. I promise you.
I'll tell you who you're going to be interested in meeting is this
white phosphorus?
No, Crystal K from The Real Housewives of Joburg.
Ah.
You're going to be interested in meeting her. Let me tell you a little bit about her.
Do love me about a real, metaphorically speaking, housewife.
So this is amazing. She was born and raised in Durban. She has had a very colorful life. She practiced law for a long time. Then she took a decision 7 years ago to quit. She runs a number of small enterprises, from the beauty industry with a spa to locations company, in which we scout locations for things like music videos, adverts, TV productions. I mean, that sounds like a fun job.
So she can find that's a location for Sia's song. Yeah. And Sia makes a music video of it.
That's right. I think she and I need to do a duet.
I think the location for Sia's song needs to be in Beyonce's room while Beyonce's lying there on some sort of IV drip that's keeping her asleep, and he's doing the dance just next to her bed with a homie like keeping lookout, watching down the passage to see what happens.
Julian wouldn't like that. That's Beyonce's personal bodyguard.
See, he even knows the bodyguard's name. She's married to a guy called Eddie. He's a financial advisor. She's got a young son. She met her husband while she was living next door to him. When she stayed in an apartment in
Mornside. She was the girl next door.
Yes. And she stars in Nando's new ad, among other things. But she's been in The Real Housewives of Joburg, and she's got a fur coat worth, what, 500,000 rand?
The last of a species.
Comes at a hefty price.
Yeah, it's a hefty price. I want the last something. But there's 25 million of these. They're thriving as a species. Butcher them and give me the last one. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's not like
She'll
that.
Explain herself.
I think you've got her mixed up with Cruella De Vil. She claimed she shared a house with Charlize Theron back in the day when they both entered a modeling competition. So she's got some stories. She spent 40 grand on a pair of crystal-studded Jimmy Choos. How do you like that? She had a physical fight with two of the other girls in the middle of Nelson Mandela Square. I mean, she sounds like a really fun girl.
Sounds like a... Huh? Sounds like she's got her priorities right where they need to be.
But I'll tell you something. She's coming in here today because she wants to sell her mansion. And we're really just a proxy estate agent for her this morning.
Are we an auction?
We're an auction house.
Yeah. Well, Ben, you can be the face of
Listen
the auction.
To this.
So you, that's why Ben looks so goddamn handsome.
This is why I'm
handsome.
So dressed up like this.
Do you want to hear what the house sounds like?
Okay.
Or maybe the house sounds like.
Should I come and describe it to you?
Yes, go ahead.
Or we could wait for her. What would you prefer?
No, let's drum it up.
You want to go for it now?
Yeah, let's drum it up.
Okay, this is very exciting. So it's featured on top billing. So we'd only write if we make sure we have the top billing music, right?
Ah.
All right. So let's try that. We need top billing music, and we need a full description of the house. So this is especially for everybody who is in the property market at the moment. It's not a great time to be buying or selling property, but you know what? We'll leave it alone. I can't find the goddamn top billing music. I think I've deleted it on purpose.
On purpose?
Yeah. No, I think I did.
I can't believe it's still a thing. I always knew it was a big thing, but it was long ago.
That's a very long time ago.
That still is.
All right, let's try this anyway. Mm-hmm. So she stays in a house on a stunning estate in Joburg. She says, these are her words, the worst network connection. She says, that's terrible, but everything else is perfect. Her house is worth 18 million rand. There are 14,951 square meters of green lawns. It's included in the house underfloor heating, state-of-the-art security, air conditioning, numerous spacious rooms. She has a separate room to house just her handbags, Gord.
Ooh. Wow.
There's also a piano lounge.
Nice.
Not just a normal lounge.
Formal lounge.
Ooh.
A formal dining area.
The piano lounge is the chilled one.
Yes.
It's like we always go with slip slops.
Right.
And the formal one, you got to get dressed up.
And just tickle the ivories.
Finely crafted mahogany bar. And informal lounge as well. So there's the piano lounge, informal lounge, formal lounge. Family room. That's also an informal lounge, I suppose.
What level of formality? Like, where does the piano lounge fit?
Is there someone constantly just judging dress code in this house?
And do you, like, decide which... Is there a meeting? Like, guys, we got to go to a lounge now. But, like, yesterday we did piano, and I'm pretty tired of hearing the constant playing of the keys, but our piano player fell ill today, so...
So listen to this, the kitchen, Gord, which I know you'll be interested in.
Hell yes, that's why we go straight to that room. I've been waiting.
Filled with imported Italian Carrara marble countertops with a separate scullery.
Tell me that I don't have one of those fingerprint ID fridge opening systems. Those are so hard to get around.
They're the type that ruin your fun.
But that's when I just mug one of the kids, Gord, do their finger.
Even better than that, they have a walk-in refrigerator.
Been to a house like this recently, actually.
Or in Gord's case, a run-in to a fridge.
Yeah.
Guys, I really think this is where CS Music Video should take place. In this house. It's made for CS Music Video.
We'll ask her. She's a location expert.
Put in a great word for me.
The property is also suited for equestrian use. They've got four stables, a tack or feed room, two large white-fenced paddocks, and a lunging area.
We really are actually just selling this woman's house.
Doesn't that sound good, though?
Yeah, the price doesn't sound good for me.
18 million? You can't afford that? What's wrong with you?
Let me just scrape the piggy bank and see what pops up there.
All right, what else is going on that we need to know about?
Okay, can I bring up your favorite story right now?
What's that? How do I know it's my favorite story?
Oh, because I'm John Allen Chow. Do you remember him? You brought him up last week. The missionary who was killed and eaten on a remote island.
By the Sentinelese.
Yes. Well, now official.
Did you hear what happened here, Gordon?
I did, I read a thing saying, you know, they've like done investigations now. It turns out he was there to talk about CrossFit.
Not like that.
That all makes sense.
So this guy, this missionary, gets onto a boat and he goes off to this island where he wants to convert the Sentinelese to Christianity.
Yes.
Now, there are specific rules about leaving these people alone.
And they're also particularly hostile to outsiders these days.
Fucking hostile.
Yeah.
They're really hostile.
It's also a classic Pantera song, just by the way, fucking hostile. But... yeah, like they're not just like don't bother them because they're like a untouched tribe and it's better to just like not interfere with them. It's not a don't, what's the word? Poison's not the word. It's not just a don't contaminate.
No, just point. Be really,
they're also hardcore, yes, these O's.
Yeah, yeah. They kill you.
You get other ones, uncontaminated tribes that are like built on peace, and if you did arrive, they'd like give you a mango and try and welcome you.
Well, they trade you all their women and the mango for a barrel of wine.
Yeah, and some tribes previously that were untouched will like trade you their entire country for a couple of beads and a few slaughterings.
Sure.
But these dudes are tough dudes.
Oh,
the point that I'm making.
Very tough.
Yeah.
They killed them by arrow.
Yeah, and they also warned that if anyone comes on their island, they'll kill them by arrow.
And now there's proof. They mean what they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
they're not just saying it on Twitter.
And I'm not making this up at all. This story just goes from normal to absolutely ridiculous, sadly in John's case. But John actually spent some time in Cape Town working as a missionary there. So he picked out a bit of Xhosa.
That's where he got the bad ideas.
So this one, he actually tried to speak Xhosa
to these, people.
Jesus, that must have really infuriated him.
Well, because he watched Black Panther.
But
and
at the same time, I don't know who would know this.
I was thinking the same thing. Was there a reporter there?
Yeah, how did they know this? So,
what do black folks speak in Africa? Well, I saw that brilliant Black Panther movie, and they got vibranium, and they got Wakanda. Isikosa. I'm going to learn a bit of that.
Stretch of the story.
But so hang on.
This is how hectic this crew is. All authorities and officials, including government officials, Indian police, have said, actually, these people are so hectic, we aren't even going to do further investigations on them. They are leaving them be.
Good. So have they recovered the body, or the Sentinelese going to eat him?
Well, they can't exactly, because that would mean going onto the island.
So they just have to leave him there.
And the officials are saying, we aren't getting involved in this.
Are they going to put his head on a stick and like plant it on the beach so that people know don't come here again?
I don't really know.
God, they are very hardcore.
Yeah, well, I mean, dude, death by arrow is not a lot of fun.
They're going to put his head on a pike and they'll just plant it in the
beach. There's this one movie, I'm trying to remember what it is, where, like, orcs arrive on the shore of a place and just get, like, pelted with arrows. There's it'll come to me in the middle of the night, but there's a movie where, like, these dudes get put on this island and it's just, like, as soon as they get anywhere near off the beach.
Did you ever read Mutiny on the Bounty?
No.
A great, great book.
It's a great movie too.
Great movie as well. It's just such a great story. So it's all about this captain on a ship who is mutineered by his crew.
Oh.
And what happens? Are you thinking of American Gods, Gord?
Is that American Gods? Yeah, it could be. I think it might be.
Nolo just told me.
O's just get smoked.
On Mutiny and the Bounty, they kill a captain and then they take the ship to a remote island in the South Pacific and they set up there. And the descendants of all of those people and some of the women that they fell in love with on some South Pacific island all eventually settled on an island called the Pitcairn Island.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of nowhere. It's like further from anywhere that you can. And they've all interbred over the last, I don't know, 100, 200 years. Because it's a real story. And they're still there.
Are they? So
they still have the surnames of the original sailors. And the families are all still living on the Pitcairn Islands.
And are they like a...
They're not hostile.
Self-determined.
Yeah, they're a
nation.
I think they fall under... You know, some kind of English colonial system, but
did they have to fight hard to have that situation?
Well, no one wanted the island. No one has disturbed them or been involved because there's nothing on that island. If you look
someone
up the Pitcairn Island,
give them
it's
the
terrible.
Joy of Christianity.
Well, I think they've already got that.
Oh shit!
And they got plenty
of
it.
They kind of went with that.
Yeah,
none has the guts to disturb them.
But it's a really good movie. It's got Marlon Brando,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big life lesson in the end. You can't live in paradise, Gareth.
No.
Oh, is that the life
that's
lesson?
That's the big takeout. Yeah.
Even though LL Cool J told us, paradise is very nice.
There we go.
Remember?
It's very
ladies
nice,
love
yes.
Cool James.
But as Marlon Brando said, you can't really live there.
Yeah.
It's impractical.
John Allen Chow went over to this island with a bunch of fishermen, and the fishermen have spoken out saying, they just saw the 26-year-old being dragged away from the shore and buried onto the beach just beyond eye view. And they went, okay, well, we can't do
we're
anything.
We're out of here.
Mm-mm. Authorities tried to have a meeting with the island inhabitants. They actually just docked their boat right on the shore. But then seeing the response from the inhabitants, they went, okay, that's it.
The response. Did they brown eye them?
They just said, rest in peace, John Allen Chan. They just rowed their boat.
We told them not to do it.
From the island.
We told them not to do it.
Oh, wow. Okay, here are a couple of messages. When you play Sia's song, does he lip sync in studio or hold a
mic?
He
absolutely lip syncs.
And he dances, yeah.
And then a number says, sweet hell, I love Gord. I'm so effing happy he's back from the dead, although I feel like Gord needs to live. He needs a live-in nurse or something. We could have lost him again if he choked on his vomit this morning. That's from Ariella.
I love you, Ariella. Don't know if it's a good start to a relationship for you to come be my vom nurse, but maybe we can talk about...
very quickly.
Yeah, we can start small and see where we end up.
Hills says, I also used to gag on my toothbrush. I was, however, pregnant at the time. Maybe you're pregnant, Gord.
No, dude, I don't. It would explain everything. But I haven't had my period in ages, and I'm clearly carrying triplets. But I always do. And it's like, I don't want any dumb sex jokes, because it's like, it's what always happens. But I don't really feel like I've got it done properly if I don't get the back of my tongue. And sometimes there's some light gagging. But, I mean, it's made me hurl maybe twice or three times in my life, and I've been doing this since forever.
Hmm.
Like, and it's also fairly normal. It's also fairly common that people like to get right back in there and...
Yeah, and all just, the way to the back.
Yeah, you know, all the way to the back. And it's just something you get used to.
I'm sorry, like, I haven't told
like
you.
Like people in pornography, it's apparently
what
something...
What kind of noises would you make?
Just if, no, I'm like accustomed, so I'd make a very small... This just went bad. And like, yeah, you can train your gag reflex. I do it through toothbrushes.
Tell
others
me
do
about
it through
it.
Porn. Mm. Mm. Sia does it through whatever.
Tell me about mean. It.
How well
orange
trained,
juice helps.
How well trained is your gag reflex, yeah?
It all started on a summer evening when I was
17
years old.
Stop it, all right. Nobody wants to hear. No.
Yeah, same as
when
me.
When I clean my tongue, I gag all the time.
But you don't curl. Like
no. I just go...
This is very unpleasant for people who've just broken up and are trying to get
their breakfast.
I don't
either, but today it went badly.
All right. Here's something interesting from Cassandra. She says, "Oh my God, Gord, Dublin is much too small for you. It's amazing, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure Ireland will survive you, Cassandra."
I mean, I'm going to take the "much too small for you" as a personality comment, as opposed to the fact that you literally don't think they have the geographical space for me in Ireland. But it is a place I've always wanted to visit. My friends, a good friend of mine and her daughter have been living there for a while. Joe Rogan, who's obviously an influence on me, one of my favorite speakers, he reckons it's his favorite place outside of the States to go to. Uh-huh. And I just want to check it out, you know. Like, also, I had some friends go recently on a trip, and like the one that I'm closest to, a bunch of like, you know, girlfriends on a girl trip. And the one that I'm closest to reckon she was like very disappointed with it. It was small. It was kind of boring and unexciting. So I've got mixed views. But regardless of
whether... You don't need a visa to go there.
I've got a British passport, so I should be okay.
You don't need a visa even if you've got a South African passport.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So for people who are thinking of going to Ireland, you can get in without having to go through all that schlep of if you go to France or Germany or England.
Yeah, you just don't have sun ever. But
I'm just keen on it as a life experience, even if the whole recce for relocation doesn't work out. And plus, Metallica and Ghost, thanks.
Yeah. Another question from Cassandra. Where is Hi Rob? We actually haven't checked in with him for a while.
Hi Rob is rolling. I'll voice note Hi Rob right now. We can all voice note Hi Rob together.
Going back to the whole bounty thing. You know, Mel Gibson also did a movie around that. It was just called The Bounty.
Really?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson?
So obviously the Mutiny on the Bounty is the big movie with Marlon Brando, but Mel Gibson in the '80s also went there and impregnated local girls.
Can we all voice note Hi Rob at once if I do a countdown and we just basically say to him, dude, what's your problem?
No, you just do it.
Cord, we've got lots to get into.
Yeah, we've got so much.
Hi Rob,
do.
We're on the radio show and everybody wants you to call us more because we miss you. Okay, thanks, bye.
Right, very nice.
Wow.
Okay, so, you know, obviously the Christmas time coming, and there's various things that accompany Christmas. There's the mince pies, there's the forced time with family,
yes,
there's far too much drinking.
Forced time.
There's the worshipping of Jesus.
There's the worshipping of Jesus, and then there's your cat motherfucking ruining your Christmas tree.
What?
Well, now, Argos, the place in England, they're now selling half Christmas trees to counteract your cat. They've taken away the bottom half the bottom half branches of your Christmas tree so that your cat
can't
hilarious.
Learn it.
That is the saddest looking tree.
But it's
I've
great
ever
though
seen.
Because the bottom part, it's obviously it's just not there, so it accentuates your presence more. But then the cat proof Christmas tree.
That's amazing.
It is cheaper than your usual Christmas tree as well, which is really smart. So if you can't afford a big one and you got a cat, then rather than spending, say, £50 on a tree, you can now spend £33 on a tree. So
yeah.
This is like the Brits get it right when it comes to consumerism.
It's a half a
they
Christmas tree.
They just get it right.
So you only have the top half.
Just the top
the
half.
Bottom half is just a stick.
Because I know the moment our Christmas tree goes up, Hopkins is going to ruin it in like 4 seconds.
He will, yeah. How old is he now?
He's almost a year.
Wow, okay.
The inside roll of a toilet.
Still sleeping in the basin?
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah. Basin, bath.
My cat doesn't sleep. Blackie Chan doesn't sleep in the basin, but she just digs to chill there. And then, like, she gets offended if you try and move her. So you put the water on lightly, like, thinking that, like, some peripheral wetness will bother her. She has to, like, have her feet all wet. Like, she's, it takes a lot.
She's not scared of water.
Not scared of water. Well, eventually, like, when she realizes her whole underbelly is getting wet and this is, like, this is going to continue, she gets out. But my cat, you know that cats dig the inside of a toilet paper roll, the little brown inner bit. Have you not? Yeah. Have you tried that? They go mad. It's like PlayStation 4 for cats. What I recently discovered, though, is that when you give them the inside of like a kitchen roll, the bigger toilet paper for kitchens, it's kind of terrifying to them.
So they don't mind the toilet roll size.
Poor little Black Willeen was playing with it, but she was like doing the upright body, you know, N-shaped body, like, I'm playing with it, but I'm fucking terrified. I'm playing with fuck, like as if it might be snake, you know? Whereas the smaller one, you just bat around and jaw with until...
But the inside of a toilet roll, dogs like that too. I think it must have something to do with the fact that it's really low-grade cardboard.
Yeah, and it moves around kind of unpredictably.
Yeah.
You know? Like you touch it and it kind of... You don't know exactly where it's going to go.
My dog has a feather duster. But it's 1,000 years old. It's ruined. I mean, it just has no, it's got no life left in it. It's old. It's worn. It's just faded. It's terrible. It looks like something that fell off the bounty with the mutiny on the bounty. And he plays with this thing. He loves it. It's like his security blanket. He brings it to you when you arrive at home.
Oh,
that kind he wants of to share it with you.
Yeah.
It's so
this
precious.
Horrible, hideous, old piece of shit.
Have you tried giving him a new one?
No, I don't think he wants one. He likes that one the most. He buries it in the garden, then he puts it under... I find it under cushions in the bedroom. I find it everywhere. Disgusting. Someone says, hey, I can't download the podcast on the app. It was working, then it stopped working, then it was working again, and this morning again it's not working.
So then download every second day. Just double up on your downloads, bro.
God's full of suggestions.
Let's see.
Not full we'll of anything out. Else. So.
All right. What time is the Real Housewife coming in?
She's supposedly arriving now.
Oh, is she coming in by helicopter?
No, just her Porsche. Just a normal Porsche.
She's got a song, hey?
Yes. I really do like the song.
Yeah, Garcia's got a song.
I know, everybody's got a song these
thanks,
days, Ben.
Ben.
I was
thanks.
Trying to make it special.
You got my back.
By the way, while we're talking about podcasts and podcast downloads, I do hope you sort your problem out there. And if you want to email us, then email me, gareth@cliffcentral.com. Try to find you the right technical advice that you need to figure out why your podcasts aren't working. Just gareth@cliffcentral.com. But here is something else you might want to download. The final episode of Decrypto. Yep, after a really interesting season, we decided it would be a good idea to have your questions answered by Run and Ricardo. So they were two of the most popular guests we had during the course of this series. From paranoia about security to paying for goods with crypto, the origins of Bitcoin Cash and a whole lot more. There's a very mysterious story about how Bitcoin was founded. You know the Satoshi Nakamoto story.
Is it a real person?
That's
is it
right.
Nice?
No, the two of them weigh in on what they think is actually going on there and what happened with what they call the Genesis block. Now, doesn't that sound exciting?
Tell me about the Genesis block.
So the Genesis block is the first block on the blockchain.
Okay.
And it's owned by someone, right? It was mined by somebody.
It's obviously worth a lot.
So that Genesis block must have been mined by Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that is, or the group of people who are Satoshi. You'll hear all about it in the Decrypto series. It's worth listening to this final episode more than any other. Decrypto, powered by Luno, Africa's first cryptocurrency platform. And don't forget that you can get 50 rands worth of free Bitcoin, which is probably like 200 Bitcoin right now because its price is so crap. But it will be worth something someday. When making your first purchase of 500 rand or more, on Luno, you will get 50 rands worth of free Bitcoin. Just go to the Decrypto page on cliffcentral.com for more info. It's only redeemable until the 30th of November, so hurry, you've got 2 days left. If you want to get in, now is probably the time. In fact, Run even gives a little bit of insight into what he's doing with his cryptocurrency assets at the moment too. So you might want to listen to that. That's on just after 8 o'clock this morning. All right. Anything else you want to bring up, Gord?
Oh, I've brought up enough this morning. Oh, thanks, Gord.
That's true. Actually,
brought up.
I will tell you this. South African Airways apparently needs $21.7
billion
just to stay in the air until mid-2019. Isn't this just unbelievable?
Sell the planes, then the ones that work nicely, sell just, them and just let someone else fly.
Just get out. There's so much failure. Just failure. You
and we
failed.
Don't need them. It's like we've got other airlines come here regularly all the time. I mean,
you have
Emirates
failed.
Is a great airline. Mm. Virgin's
you know,
all right.
This is where I wish we had like a Darth Vader who would come in and go,
choke, kill.
Exactly.
Force choke the fuck out of.
We are unimpressed with your slow. Yeah, exactly. The level of production is not acceptable, Captain. Right. We need that.
We need like the South African national anthem, but in the key of Star Wars evil.
So someone said, shut it down, pay the debt, sell the assets, kill it. A massive and growing drain on the fiscus and a terrible ad as a flag carrier.
But apparently doing that would send the country into economic ruin as well. So like, it's not a great solution, but by keeping them afloat, by bleeding the money is better than by pulling off the band-aid, because then...
Just kill it. Just put it out of its misery now. It's enough. Yeah.
That should be the plan.
I'm very excited because we've been talking about the Real Housewives of Joburg for a little while now, and a lot of people have been watching the show, chief among them Sia Sangweni, who loves
of the watchers, that first season.
You're the biggest fan. I have not seen the show, much to my disappointment, because I don't watch TV anymore. I mean, but we do have... No, don't panic. We do have Crystal Kay here, who's from the Real Housewives. I was reading your resume. You've got some interesting stuff going on. You've had some life. Huh?
I guess so, yeah.
Look at you. Come in here. You swan in here. You look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
So how was it doing the show? We'll get into the details of your life later on, but what's the show been like for you?
The show was like none other, I have to say.
Did you enjoy it, or was it a pain in the ass? Seriously.
No, honestly, at times it was really, really challenging. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I loved waking up every day to the cameras in my house and
did you?
Having a whole lot of people, you know me very, very well every day. But I have
you like
to say,
that?
Yeah, it was fun. Okay. I do like it. I
thought
do,
that was
I
the
love.
So was the part that you hated the other people?
That sounds to me like that sounds like to me like the difficult bit. You know, like not having any privacy.
That was the easy part. You know, the crew was fabulous and you know, they followed us around everywhere. That was the easy part. The hard part was dealing with the other cast members. For some reason I was always the girl that everybody loved to hate.
Do you think they were all just ganging up on you because they might have been jealous, or do you think that it had to do with them being terrible people?
That's a difficult one.
Be honest with me. I don't know any of these people, so I'm more than happy for you to tell me what you think.
Okay, so I think there's definitely the jealousy factor that got into the mix.
You've got a nice life. You're happy. You've got a kid. You're a lot more. You're a lot more kind of independent than some of these girls.
Well, thank you for
that. And you had a career. You were a lawyer.
Yeah, you know, I've done quite a lot, and I think sometimes for other women it is a bit intimidating. And I think in a group, whenever you stand out as a little bit different in any way, it gives the group the excuse to come together.
Against
you.
Right. It's the tallest tree syndrome, right?
Exactly. And it doesn't really matter what that is, whether if you're white, whether if you're, you know, you've
Were
got...
Were you the only white girl on the show?
I was indeed.
Oh, wow.
So that was already something there that was so obvious.
All right. Okay.
But it was also, you know, I think I was one of the only ones that had degrees. I might be mistaken on that, but, you know, that had a serious career for a very long time.
Yeah.
I was the only one that, you know, had a really big house.
Yes, Crystal.
Did the others live in terrible apartments and small spaces?
Yeah, I didn't see all of their houses, actually.
Aren't you lucky?
But No, they didn't have manners. A house like mine.
They didn't have okay. a manor.
No, I know you. One of the reasons you're here is because you're going to sell this goddamned house. And you actually just see us as estate agents. I'm with you.
There
Don't
you
worry.
Go. There
we'll,
you go.
If we sell it on the show, will we get commission?
We might have to talk yeah, about we'll that. Okay. Talk
about. Yeah. So let's just talk about you because you were born in Durban. And
that's
you,
right.
And
yeah.
you have led this incredible life. I mean, you went into law, which you say wasn't really your first choice because you wanted to do something creative. But you went into law. You practiced that for a while. How many years?
About 10 years.
I mean, that's a long time in law.
I studied for 8 years. Yeah. I became both an advocate and an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on and I practiced both. So, yeah, it was about 8 to 10 years in the actual game.
Mm.
And the whole time, I really, really wanted to be a singer.
Did other lawyers take you seriously? I mean, did they think that was ridiculous?
Well, I guess I didn't really sing much.
Mm.
I kept that a bit quiet.
Yeah, law
you know?
Firms aren't really the kind of place where you hear people singing.
No, you don't want to advertise that too much. They won't take you, like, you know, they'll just take you for the blonde that you are.
Sure. So, and that also doesn't help.
No, that, no
it's that's, a very chauvinistic profession, and there's, it that, is. You know, if you're a woman, and particularly if you're a woman who wants to sing, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
No. Know, she can't be taken
Mind
seriously.
Mind you, I must say, do you know an advocate in Durban mm-hmm. who is actually a senior counsel,
mm-hmm.
and he sings regularly.
Oh, wow.
And he's fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be advertising any names, but yeah, sure. It's done. It is done. But he is a guy, and I think he has an easier time of it because he's taken more seriously, you know, so the whole package. But hey, you know, this is more of the modern era. Women can also do things for themselves now. So we shouldn't be looking at, you know, what guys can do, what girls can do. No. And I think that, advocacy and the legal profession has moved on substantially with regard to that, and it's also given women a great foothold into proving their rights. I think it was one of the first professions to give women a platform. You know, it was like 1948 we started to practice. So that was always a good thing. And I think I've always been, you know, for human rights and for women's rights.
Mm.
I think it's important to always, you know, consider those issues.
So what you quit law, but then what did you have as a backup plan? I mean, what were you going to do?
Well, I was very lucky when I quit law because I had a lot of money in my account. You know,
how does that happen? How do I wake up and have a lot of money in my account? You got to teach me how to do it.
I'm keen to quit my job
say,
and have lots of money in my account.
I played my cards really well. Okay.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Okay, so it doesn't mean that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth at all. I think that I just went out there and I was true to myself and I followed my heart.
Yeah, but hang on. Because money doesn't care about that stuff.
It
money,
does.
Does it?
Yes. Money follows love.
Oh, okay.
That's quote, love quote on the morning.
It cost me money. So much of the things Come I love on. Cost me a bloody fortune.
Think about it. You spend money on everything you love, right?
Yeah.
Not everything, but some
no,
of it I
do.
Get for free. But the
your
majority.
Treasure is where your heart is.
Okay, but philosophically, I can agree with
okay,
you.
Okay, we can have
but
one.
I mean,
those,
what
yeah.
was what was the income and what was the revenue source here? I mean, we're talking about. What, drug trade? I mean,
no, it's no secret that, and I made it very clear on the show, and I got a lot of flack for it from the other girls. That's also really why they hated me and were jealous, because I went out with the billionaire,
yes.
and he loved me very much, and he left me a lot of money, and he's not dead yet. He's still alive, but we don't see each other. He's married, and I got married, and we went into totally
but
different lives.
But he basically
lives.
Just said to you, look, you know, I loved you. Here's a gift. Go and start a new life for yourself.
Yeah, well, it wasn't exactly like...
That's spectacular.
He actually cried the night he gave it to me because
See, so
he was...
Love actually was your source of
money.
Yes. I get you. You're being very literal here.
And it wasn't fake. It wasn't at all a fake love. And I have to say that, you know, love is the strongest force in the universe and you can never get
Was it
that.
Enough to never need to work again?
Yeah, I guess at the time.
Oh, Christoph.
See his heart.
He set me up for life, you could say that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so then you could really make the world any way you wanted it to.
Yeah.
To turn out. And what did you do for those first couple of, because you need meaning, you know, people need to find something that they can do, that they want to do. Law obviously wasn't the thing that you wanted to do. So did you immediately start off in a situation where you could follow your dream of becoming a singer?
Yeah, so just to backtrack there, law was something that I did want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was when I was 15, I did a mock trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so good at this mock trial, we had to get up and actually act as lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I paced the room and I did this whole performance. And I was such a good lawyer mm-hmm. in this mock trial. There was an actual lawyer from America there. She came up to me afterwards and she said, "You know what, Crystal? You have got a future in law." And I was 15 and very impressionable. And with this attention, everybody saying how fabulous I was in this closing argument that I did, it just made me realize this is it for me, you know? But actually, at the heart of it was my performance.
Right.
It was being an actress. And I thought I was falling in love with being a lawyer. Meantime, it was actually being right. the actress. So that's what happened. But the whole time that I studied for 8 years of my life, like 6 hours a day at times, was training to be this advocate lawyer sensation.
Yeah.
It was almost a misplaced thing. Yeah, but I didn't even know that.
You were putting your energy into the law where you actually wanted to be in performing.
I didn't even know. So, you understand? It's so crazy.
Okay, so then you end up not doing law, but what's next? I mean, how do you even start down that path?
So yeah, and I always wondered why I wanted to carry on with this music thing. It never left me the whole time that I was, you know, doing law.
Who did you watch on TV or see in person that you wanted to emulate? I mean, who were these singers who impressed you?
Well, I guess it was always the mainstream pop stars.
Yeah.
You know, when I was very young, it started with, my love started with Olivia Newton-John and Dolly Parton.
Olivia Newton-John was so sexy. Wow.
Yeah, she was amazing.
I remember my dad had a record of hers, and I looked at this woman with these long legs on the cover of this record, and I thought, Holy Mother of God.
And you took it aside and listened to it with great detail.
It was such a good...
I can't get the billionaires to dig me. I've been trying.
Gord is confused. How does he get a billionaire to love him?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I've got a personality of note.
It's what's on the inside.
Yeah. So, all right, I want to talk about the show for a little bit. So you had the rest of the cast annoyed when there was confusion over a private jet that went to Botswana. What was that all about?
Oh, that was so silly, actually.
Silly old private jet.
Tell us about it. What happened?
So we got together for the very first time at this traditional wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all just chatting away and making very dumb conversation. And then it came up that we were going to Botswana. And I didn't even know that. Okay, and turns out it's 8 hours drive to go to Botswana, and
all of you in one car?
Yeah, like how are we all gonna get there? Like, I'm sorry, is this like a school outing or what? You know what I mean? And Botswana, I mean, is it 5-star? Like, really? Okay.
And meanwhile, if you hop on a plane, it's like half an hour to
exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So I happen to know a guy who supplies jets and cars and everything. Right. I work with them because I have a locations company.
Right.
So I was thinking out loud, as I always do.
Yeah.
I always speak too much of my mind. It's one of my things.
Sure. And
like I did today right now.
And that's okay. And all these women's ears prick up. So what happens?
So then I go, you know what? There's no ways that I'm driving 8 hours to Botswana.
Right.
I'm taking a jet, man.
So you just hired your own.
That's what I'm saying.
Did all the other bitches have to go in the car on the road?
Well, no. All these other bitches just assumed that I was taking them in my private jets to Botswana.
And so did you say to them on the tarmac, sorry, ladies, get your own car.
No. What happened was the jet never materialized.
Oh.
And I was held to ransom for that. But the whole thing was, I never ever invited them on my jet. I was going to go on my own jet that I was going to organize.
Right.
And who the hell are they?
I hate this.
To suddenly
other people muscle in on your jet. I mean, how dare they?
There you go. There you go.
What a cheek.
So that was really crazy. And it all started with the jet and it never really ended. After that, I was continually taken up with everything that I said. All my so-called achievements, anyone that I'd met, you know, for instance, I actually modeled with Charlize Theron.
I heard this.
Yes.
I was going to ask you about that.
We were very young. I was 19. She was 15.
You guys actually, like, yeah, you were roommates for a while. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely inspirational. And she said to me there and then, at 15 years old, she said she's going to be a movie star. And I was like, wow, that is just so incredible. And I think
are you two still in contact?
I wish. No, not any longer.
She dumped me as well. I mean, I met her once at the U Spectacular, and she was so nice to me. And I thought, oh, here's the girl of my dreams. She's never contacted me since.
I call her Shasha.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, my send her a little message for me then, okay?
Yeah. All right. So you, this is quite a, I mean, this is an interesting little aside, but you also have, and we'll get to your house in a second, but you have a room just with handbags. I've heard you've got some pretty incredible stuff in your closet. So you've got a 500,000 rand fur coat. You've got a 40,000 rand pair of crystal studded Jimmy Choos.
What kind of fur? That's killing me.
Fox. Ooh. Fox.
Yeah.
It's good. Don't Fox. Be embarrassed.
Fox is the softest.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, we plebs didn't know that.
I'm kidding, everybody. Please.
I want one made of Fox News presenter.
That would be quite something to have. All right, so let's just talk about what other stuff you've got in that cupboard. I mean, what are your pieces, your pride?
What have you
got
in your closet?
There must be some good stuff in
there. Yeah, there is. There's some very good stuff in there.
Do you wake up in the morning and go, oh, there's so much to choose from?
So much to Jimmy choose from.
No, I do. You know what? I do get up in the morning and I thank God, and I'm actually very grateful for everything I have. So
I
hey,
know you are.
So let's put that on the record.
Sure, let's put that down because, you know, most people don't have. You're very lucky. You've worked very hard. You've blah, blah, blah. All of that's taken for granted. But you get to your cupboard door. It's a walk-in dressing room, I'm sure. You get in there and it's like you feel like Elton John. You've got so much to choose from. So where do you start?
Well, I always know what I want. That's how it is.
Straight away.
Even before, like if I'm in the shower, I already visualize what I'm going to wear.
Okay.
And then it just pops up, and then I know the dress, and then everything else just flows from that. It normally takes me about 10 minutes to put my outfit together because I know exactly where I'm going.
That's quick.
Yeah.
So was there extra pressure with the TV show? Did you think about it a little bit more?
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, I'm an image consultant as well. I really wear a lot of hats. And
you have lots of hats as well.
No, I don't have hats. Not actual hats.
Metaphorical hats, Gareth.
I'm not a hat person.
Playing different roles in different times and places.
All right.
Like, you know, you can leave your hat on, but I don't have one.
Let me understand. The show was not scripted.
No.
So
not
you,
at all.
You guys, pretty much everything that we saw was really what was going on.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Because there was a fight. There was an actual fight in the middle of Nelson Mandela Square.
Yes, there were. Mm. There were a few fights, but that one was the worst, yes.
Did it get physical?
It did.
Oh, Jesus. What happened?
Physical. All the way.
Did people smash handbags into each other?
Well, if you were watching the show, you would know.
No,
but
come
for
on,
those
help
of
me
you out.
Out
there that haven't watched the show, this is what happened.
The word bitch was thrown out.
Who is it? Mercy and Evodia.
Mercy and Evodia were being very nasty to the shop owner.
Oh, no.
Okay, because
that's unacceptable.
They didn't like the dresses. Oh. And I had taken them to this particular shop that day to go shopping for the wedding. And they were just being quite cruel to her, as far as I was concerned.
You don't treat people in a shop badly.
No.
Even if you've got tons of money.
And she was being, the lady that was the shop owner was being very kind to say, you guys can use any of my dresses for the wedding you're going to. And, you know, here we are. And also off the record, she was letting us film in her shop too, which was a huge thing.
Sure.
And these ladies just decided that they didn't like this whole situation. They didn't like the lady. They got into a big fight with her. And I didn't appreciate the principle behind their reasoning for their disliking.
Yeah, sure.
So I often come from a sense of, even though it's not, I'm not part of the whole deal, sometimes I'll like blurt out and say, that isn't right. You can't do that.
Mm.
Come on, like, stop overreacting, which is
disrespectful.
What I said. Yeah, so I wasn't really part of the whole actual confrontation with the lady, but I just couldn't stand to see the way that they were going on.
So did you pick something up and smash them over the head?
No, I just said to them, you know what? You guys are totally overreacting.
And then?
with that, the devil was unleashed.
What happened?
Okay.
I'm entitled. How dare you say
they came for me like nobody's business. Screaming and shouting, pointing fingers at the top of their voices in the shop. And I actually just wanted to get away. I didn't want to get involved, but I didn't like what I was seeing. Okay. And then, with this attack on me, after I'd said you're overreacting, I then said to them, look, bitch. And I walked out.
Right.
And I went to the shop.
Yeah.
Next door.
Yeah. And you bought something.
And of course they, I bought coffee. And then they hated the fact that I had, you know, called them bitch and then walked out and I hadn't stayed around to have a big fight, you know. So then after about 10 minutes, I went back into the shop. Everybody had left. And then Evodia and Mercy came back in.
Uh-oh.
And they actually attacked me.
Like physically attacked?
Firstly, verbally.
Yeah.
For going on and calling them bitch and walking out.
Did they say something very hurtful to you?
Yes. Extremely.
What did they say?
So they started ranting and raving. And then they were saying, say bitch to my face. Uh-huh. Say bitch to my face. Like coming right up close to me. Really trying to push it so
bad
that I
breath
will
right in your face
exactly trying to make out like I'm going to do something to them, trying to almost spur me to perhaps strike out or something. So then I actually looked at her in the face and I said to her, bitch. And with that, Mercy struck me.
Ironic name if ever there was one.
Yeah. Well, Mercy tried
you.
To.
Where did she strike
she,
you?
She tried to strike me. She tried.
She lifted her hand.
This is the thing.
She lifted her hand
she
to you.
She tried to strike Crystal.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And what happened?
And you know what? They call me Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I call myself Wonder Woman.
Damn right. You are. Look at
with
you.
With a single titled Wonder.
Look at
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Look at you, you sexy thing. Okay. You smacked that hand right out of the way, didn't you?
And this lightning reflex.
Yeah. You blocked
suddenly
it.
Suddenly came up. And it just blocked her advances.
Did they capture this on camera?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
yes. Yes, they did. All down. All down, baby. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the way they actually shot it looked like she did strike me. You didn't even see my lightning reflex, which was blocking the way.
Oh, yes.
Did you manage to reconcile with her after that? Or are you two still mortal enemies?
No, we've never spoken since that day.
Gee. Yeah, the reunion also didn't go off well either.
No.
No.
No, we are not on good terms, put it that way.
I love this. What a sexy, saucy story.
You should figure out some way to employ all of them.
Right. I know Crystal's not here for her health. She wants to sell her house because she's ready for a new house.
Yeah, I am actually.
Bored with this one.
Ready for a whole new dimension.
All right, so we've had top billing in here before.
Yeah.
In 2014. And they took pictures of everything and they took, probably had one of their presenters traipse through your house. And
Lorna was around there.
Yeah, Lorna and I.
Okay, you like Lorna?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's cool, right?
I love her.
Okay, so what would, if you had to sell this, give me the pitch and let's see if there's any buyer out there.
Oh, really?
Pretend you're the top billing presenter and explain the house, you know. Give us an idea of what we're buying here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, as you enter the huge white walls and the gates, it's about 6 foot high gate. You drive in the driveway and you actually can't almost see the house because the driveway is so long. And then you drive up and you start seeing the ranch fencing. It looks like a scene from Dallas that you're
beautiful.
In.
Who doesn't love Dallas?
Yeah, and also I have beautiful equestrian horses that are scattered around the fields.
Yes.
And you drive closer and closer and you see this, you know, a house. It actually looks very much like Graceland, you know, Elvis's Graceland, except mine's bigger. And of course,
magic.
Dallas. It's Dallas and Graceland. So,
combined.
I mean, those are my two loves, horses and music. It's like, you know.
Wow.
This is Crystal K's house, definitely.
You're turning me on. Keep
okay.
going. All right, keep
so
going.
So up we go and we stop under the porte-cochere, of course.
Oh, yes.
And we get out and we walk in and the entrance hall greets you with a 2-meter drop of flowing curtains right onto the floor and chandeliers and marble counters, and you walk to the piano room with a beautiful stretched out white baby grand. All right,
Gord just wants to know about the kitchen. He's just interested in the kitchen.
I'll get stereotyped on the show, so yeah, let's hear about the kitchen, Gareth. Thanks.
Okay, well, the kitchen.
Is there security on the fridge?
The kitchen is a good one. The kitchen is, it's almost the size of a room because it's a walk-in fridge. So it's really able to house a lot of food.
So if you could put like, if you went to Cape Union Mart and got snow gear, could you camp in there?
Yes.
If you had warm enough insulation?
Yes, well, you know, I just try out my fur coat in the fridge quite often.
Just before you go to, before you go to the Alps, you'll go in there and test out your clothes, right?
Fabulous.
Yeah, that's magic. God, what a house. So you're selling it for what, like 18 million?
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Why are you selling?
Well, the thing is that we are traveling too much every day. My child is across town and with regards to his school. And
how old is he now?
He's 5 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to be a bit closer.
We want to be a bit closer. We want to be a bit more central. Mm-hmm. I don't have the horses any longer.
Got rid of them. Did you turn them into meat or did you just give them somewhere else?
No, they're beautiful. And I didn't ride much after I had my baby.
Okay.
I also had some serious falls. So, yeah.
Yeah, it can
I need
get in
to
the way.
Probably get back up on those horses, but I don't have any right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very extensive property. I mean, we're talking like 4 acres.
Sure.
We've got a pond, a huge big pond with all sorts of koi fish and pumps.
Wow.
And huge swimming pool, and it's really an extensive estate, and you know, it's really just the three of us,
so it's too much to manage.
It is becoming a bit like that.
Yeah.
So
I understand.
To have more of a slick kind of environment where things are easily maintained.
Sure.
And you know, you can just travel quite easily. You don't have to worry too much about the running the whole property, which
I mean, just your pumps for that pond must be a fortune.
Exactly.
And you've got to get someone in to service them.
That's
the whole time.
It.
And the koi fish need looking.
Yes.
After. And oh, what a pain.
You know, the thing is that it's like running a business, just
sure.
The house.
It's a full-time job.
It is. And I have got lots of other things now to focus on.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that quickly. And to wrap it up, really, your music career is up and on its way. And we've got Wonder, which we'll play in a second or two.
Yay.
This is the follow-up to your previous single called Set Apart. It was produced by American producers, The Club Jumpers, who have recently remixed tracks for stars like Ricky Martin, Britney Spears, Jason Derulo, to name a few. So you were also the lead singer in the Afropop band Seed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was for a while. That was quite some time back.
Seed.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to your song. I'm thrilled to meet you. You've got to come in here again and talk to us again.
Awesome.
Sometime.
I'd love
so
to.
We got to hear more stories about these other women and their terrible behavior.
I hope I don't get sued now with anything.
Oh, I'm
else.
Sure.
But I am a lawyer.
Well, there we go. We'll defend yourself here.
Good luck to them. Okay, if they're going to sue you, that's going to be really great for them. It's going to work out so well. All right, so I'm going to play Wonder, and I'm really, really pleased we got to meet you this morning. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you. Thank you
and
so much for having me.
You're
it was
welcome
so much fun.
Anytime. I
Wonderful.
Mean, I love your stories. You've got a great way of telling stories and making us all sit up and take notice. You're very good at this. I
oh,
like
awesome.
It. Terrific.
Love you.
All right, here's Wonder, and this is Crystal K, everybody.
Even though I wonder about the mysteries of life.
Oh, she's cool.
It's only
Isn't she interesting? What an interesting woman. Don't tell me she isn't interesting.
Guys, I told you. I told you about the show. I told
oh,
you about
you did.
The drama.
You
I
did.
Warned you.
I should have listened to you.
Oh, it's juicy.
Jesus. Gord goes, wow, that was unusual.
Yes, it was
fantastic.
Unusual.
It was fantastic. I loved
it. Are we on air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
On digital fiber lines.
Yeah,
are we on lines?
Yeah, we're on lines.
We're online.
We're all online.
We're all
That's
online.
What we're
on our way. Online. Sorry.
Oh, okay, cool. Coming up, Decrypto and For the Love of Law. But before that, the EFF is still on the case of Pravin Gordhan, who they claim has over 600 million rand in illicit money in an offshore account.
Everybody's getting illicit money and I want some of that shit.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Gord. They're outraged over the alleged account because for years they've been getting illicit money, but still can't seem to work out how to create an offshore account for themselves to put it into. Stupid EFF. Bitcoin seems to finally be coming to an end. Its price continues to plummet, and even though the crypto charlatans aren't saying you must buy the myth anymore, what they are saying is that you shouldn't get caught up in such things and should rather invest in Herbalife or Amway. How do you like that?
Yeah, that shit works, man. For the few.
And finally, the controversy around Rassie Erasmus, who's been talking to Dwayne Vermeulen on the microphone during the Welsh game over the weekend, is still going on as a hot topic. The coach claims it was to find out how bad his star player's injury was, but the media are spinning it in all kinds of directions. The top theory is that Rassie was trying to offload his Bitcoin and thought selling them to a groggy rugby player was a really good move. Coming up next, Decrypto. Don't go anywhere. CliffCentral.com.